The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and you.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Graziella Hall.
Good morning, John.
Good morning, how are you? Graziella. And I always say it right, don't I?
Yes, perfect.
My wife's Italian, so if I said like Graziella, she'd slap me when I got home. And our first guest today is Sherry Glasser. And Sherry, I know Sherry now, but I know from Great Neck, Sherry's the founder and owner of Metro Physical and Aquatic Therapy. But I know your company from maybe 20 years ago in Great Neck. I really think, you know, and I saw the signs. I think it goes back that far. And most recently, I'm a member of the JCC in Roslyn and got involved in a little bit more activities there. And I know you're upstairs. You have a space upstairs.
Yes, we do.
And I'm sure you have more than those two spaces, but just those two alone keep you busy. So thank you for taking the time to come on the show. And I always ask everybody this opening question, which is very easy. How'd you get involved in this?
Wow, what a question. Well, I must tell you, it's been 44 years I've been in private practice.
Wow.
So Metro has been in existence that long. Time flies, I don't know where it is, but the good news is I'm still so passionate about health and wellness. But I started when I was 13 years old. I never went to sleepaway camp, but what I did instead is I volunteered at the Cerebral Palsy Center in Roosevelt. I used to ride my bicycle 10 miles every day to work in a day camp. And a lot of the counselors were training to be physical therapists. So they were my role model. And from then on, since 13, I really had a drive and a passion just to follow the process of education. And as a physical therapist, I'm just so excited to really help my friends, family, and patients that I all meet. And what's so exciting, it's all about us. As we learn, I'm able to help myself, and it's just health and wellness, and that's why I'm looking forward to sharing some of the tricks today that are offered to seniors.
That's a great story, and you know, I have to just give always a shout out to Christina, because she brings on this show people, you know, not like, oh, I started a physical therapy company 10 years ago to try and make a few dollars. You know, you own this. My God, girl. This is crazy.
And my son's a physical therapist now, and it's so much fun because now I let him run the business, and I can just really investigate and share active aging tips, and that's what I love doing.
Unbelievable. You have a question, Graziella?
Yes.
I see the look.
I saw that you started this like 1982. How has this organization business evolved? How has it changed since you created it?
Well, that's a great question. It's changed dramatically. And it's really a lot of fun to see the new graduates and to see the difference in personalities. But basically, 40 years ago, we really were under the eye of doctors' referrals. We could not treat a patient unless we had a prescription and direction from a doctor. But now physical therapists are doctors of physical therapy, and the education is 8 years, and now we have something called direct access. In New York State, any patient can go to a physical therapist and get an evaluation and treatment, depending on their insurance type, depending on Medicare, which Medicare they have. We still communicate with doctors. It is so important. And after our evaluation with some insurance types, a doctor has to sign off on a plan of care after we evaluate them. But the good news is they can start. And because of our reputation in Long Island for 40 years, almost every doctor knows who Metro Physical Therapy. They know me. And once they see we evaluate them, we give them our plan, they sign off on it, and a patient can start rehabilitation, getting rid of their pain, decreasing their risk of falls immediately instead of waiting for their doctor's appointment, which sometimes can take weeks. And if we treat a problem acutely when it first happens, it can really prevent a long chronic situation, which is so much more challenging to treat.
Right.
So that's been the biggest change. And the different insurance types, I think.
Does insurance in general cover rehabilitation?
They do.
Okay, like years ago they didn't, right?
They didn't. And also we'll talk about in a little while what Medicare, there's so many prevention programs that are covered.
Oh, really? Okay.
Which is so important. You know, even a healthy checkup by a PT, if you all of a sudden you don't feel well, you can come in and we can just look at you and see you one time to say, you know what, you're working out, you're doing this, or maybe you can prevent a hamstring strain if you stretch more. But prevention is the key to wellness. And I'm just so glad insurance companies are finally seeing that. Right. So that's a real big change.
I remember that years ago, like you needed 10 weeks of therapy, you wouldn't get it covered for it. Right. And then people would turn around and say, well, you know, whatever the price is, it is. Oh, I'm not going to do it. I'll go to the three or four that they cover, and then they stop.
Right. There are restrictions. We have to get authorizations.
Right.
Now
that's
you bring
fine.
It back memories. In the years ago, we used to treat a patient, send a bill, it was done. Now there's management companies that really look at medical necessity, which is fine. Listen, you want it medically necessary. There's so much money that goes around, and I think they need to be.
Right. No, I agree with you there.
Yeah.
You want it done from the point of view that what you're putting through for me is legit.
Absolutely.
You know, but the other side of it is, especially with somebody on Medicare, you know, they need it. And it's a shame that, you know, it'll get rejected.
But if it's really medically necessary, it will get covered. And I think it's really important for the health professional, the physical therapist, to have proper documentation. And we really have great functional tests to really objectively look at balance, to look at normative data. And if you come up with good numbers, they will get reimbursed.
Right.
You just have to really know your information. And that's why the education is so advanced now with physical therapists, because of the detailed functional tests we have to do, as well as understanding the basic sciences.
Right, okay. Yeah.
So, back to Medicare. A person goes to you, you do your evaluation, et cetera, et cetera. Do they pay you directly and then file to Medicare for reimbursement? Or how does it actually work?
Every practice is different. My practice, Metro Physical Therapy, we participate in Medicare.
Oh, okay.
We participate in Medicare Advantage, straight at Medicare. There are different kinds of Medicare right now. So we're Medicare Part B, which is really outpatient services, and we file, you know, they have certain rules and criteria that once we write our notes, send it in, we do get paid.
That's the one I
and
have.
We give them authorization, and we give them
B.
the
mm-hmm.
right. So depending on the diagnosis, we can get a feel for how many visits they need after our evaluation. So we have a good first visit evaluation talking about your goals and our goals.
Thank you.
And that's it. And that first visit is not a doctor visit. That's me as an individual calling the firm and speaking to somebody, making an appointment.
Right.
Say, I have a pain in my shoulder, my neck, or whatever it is. I'd like to come in for a consultation.
Exactly. So it's a physical therapy visit, a doctor of physical therapy.
We'll right. Goes through whatever and then makes the recommendation.
Right.
That's fine.
Right.
Because that's the issue that, like, even I had physical therapy about 2 or 3 months ago on my neck, but I have it at Sloan, so it's a different thing. And but it really does, it relieves for a while, and then next thing it's back, but that's besides the point.
Okay, so I share this with you.
Yeah.
No one can see you, but I'd like us all to sit up straight while we're sitting here.
I know, that's what she tells me.
So we don't want to put a Band-Aid on the problem. And I think a real comprehensive physical therapist will look at your posture as we're all sitting up straight. And then you want to decrease pain, because if you have pain, then you slouch because your body reacts with protection.
Right. This is the best. I'm so very comfortable now.
I think we want to take care of your pain, but we want to take care of the cause of the problem.
Right.
So even if someone came in with a shoulder problem, I look at your whole upper quarter. I look at you as a person, not just a shoulder. And it's important to see everything involved, and then we unpeel the onion and find out the cause of it. Because as we age, we all have aches and pains.
Posture
right,
is so
work
important.
Right.
It's very important.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it is baby steps. You know what I mean? Because just with mine, she gave me one of those like rubber things.
Right.
And but basically, you pull it back. Again, you can't see it, but that's the point. Shoulders back and head up, which hurts. So therefore, this is perfect. You know, it's like,
I always compare us to a tree. The tree trunk has to be strong. We need good stability, core stability, so the limbs and the can work, so our extremities can work. But if you don't have good stability, you're going to have problems. And that's really how we get the strength by really giving good core stability and posture.
That's a good point. Yeah. I mean, and again, unfortunately, you do see as time goes on for seniors, this slumping over. Excuse me, I can't get the word. But it's natural.
Well, gravity.
It's not natural. I shouldn't say that.
Gravity,
but you're fighting it, so
all
therefore
day.
It's comfortable.
Yeah.
So they'd rather move with a cane like this than be straight. And you're right. And you're right. When you walked in, you do have. I mean, again, nobody can see, but mm-hmm. Cherry has a perfect straight up.
Right.
No, you really did.
Thank you.
Bringing it to my attention, I have to acknowledge
it. Well, that's what's so much fun about PT is what we practice, what we preach.
Well, you have to.
Great.
I agree. Yeah,
right.
Yeah. You can't be slouched over.
I have like a little stool that swivels and that I have at my computer, and I put my feet there when I'm using the computer, and that, you know, it balances.
Such a great, yeah.
And it really works.
Yes.
It's like a step, something like this.
Yeah.
But it's like on a swivel. It's like on a, and
yeah.
So it can go like this.
Oh.
So when you put your feet there, it keeps you at a certain angle.
Right. Well, the whole idea is ergonomically, and we do this a lot with patients who might be uncomfortable with their workplace, but you want to almost keep your hips at 90-90. But if your legs, or if you're shorter, you really will have a problem with your posture. So whatever feels good, do it. That's it. If it feels good, do it. So you already know that makes a change in how you feel. And it
yes.
gives you the opportunity to sit up straighter.
And I had a colleague at work that used to be a dancer, and she was just like you. I mean, totally straight all the time. And she said to me, the best way to get used to walking like this is when you're walking down the street, look in the windows of the stores and see how you're carrying yourself.
That's a good idea. Yeah, because you're not paying, you know, you're walking. And you're not standing looking
right.
in a mirror. In the mirror, everybody looks, you know, tremendous. But that's, Graziella just talked about something for her feet. What about that ball that people sit on?
The physio ball?
I was in
yeah.
a JCC the other day, and I went to somebody's office, and she had a back on it, but the bottom of it was a ball. That's what you call a physio ball?
Wait, the back, was it behind her chair?
Yeah.
There are so many wonderful devices that you can do, whatever you can do to keep your body active.
Okay.
In my billing department, we have a table that rises, you know, different heights.
Right.
So if you want, you can work standing.
That's what I just got.
Mm-hmm. Active movement is essential. You should not be sitting for more than 20 minutes, ever.
Right.
Just change position. So if you have a ball in your back, if you're sitting on a ball, I have one receptionist who sits on the physio ball. You know that big ball?
That big ball, yeah.
Instead of a chair, she sits on it. Once in a while, it gets in my way because it's so big.
Right.
But I think it's just so healthy to do something different. So whether it be the ball on your back, whether it's something under your knees, mix it up. And people who sit all day should have all these little tools next to them to try different things.
Right. My son-in-law I'm not pushing anything. My son-in-law gave me an iWatch for that purpose because
the fit.
Yeah. It tells you to stand, it tells you to breathe, and it keeps reminding you all day long, time to stand. And it makes a circle. And you have to finish the circle every
good.
Day.
Well, I'll just share one more thing because I'm so involved in brain fitness
okay.
and improving memory. If you do two things at once, it can increase neuroplasticity. So I give a whole lecture on brain fitness. So just think of what you're doing. If you're sitting with that ball on the back
yeah.
and you're trying to type and then you're on the phone, that's three activities at once. Multitask activities increases neuroplasticity, which increases neurons and all this action. So we all worried about
neurons.
Our short-term memory. Start doing more than one thing, more than two things at once, but try to be safe. Do
right,
not
right,
walk
right,
across
right,
the
right.
street with a cell phone or text.
Right,
that
right,
I
right,
will
right,
tell
right.
you.
No, no.
So that's a whole other topic we can talk
no,
about.
I find that women are much better at multitasking than men. I don't know why.
Okay, I can't quote the literature,
no.
but you're right.
I can't multitask. My wife gets nervous in the car. Like, don't do it. I don't talk in the car because I keep talking. I've turned the car off when I try to hang up the phone. I mean, it's like, it doesn't work. I mean, I hit the radio to try to start the car because I'm talking. I'm not a multitasker. And my wife, please tell me. No, please. One thing at a time, John. One thing at a time. You know what? We're going to we're going to go to a break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We're right back.